Hey, and welcome back to the Lines End Podcast. We were talking about moving, and we are going to continue. Episode 21. Listen to it if you have not. This is going to be episode 22. We already set some things for you, that being pain-free as a goal, and number two, of course, feeling good about yourself and self-worth. And then three, what areas do you want to work on? Now, in fitness, what are the biggest... This is going to be the biggest... things that set us astray. Set us astray is what are the things that are going to derail you. So derailing us, number one thing I would always say in derailing your fitness journey is you making excuses why you can't do something. I've seen it numerous times from the people who make changes in their lives and make these big impacts, and you look at them. And even for myself, the clients that have achieved the most make less excuses than the ones in... honestly, that haven't stuck with it. It's unfortunate to hear, but there's been clients in the past I would have loved to help and change, but they didn't want to do the things away from the gym that we needed. Whether they weren't there at the time or whatever it is, I'm not judging, but that is the number one. We make excuses. We're busy. We're all busy. And you know what? At the end of the day, we need to make those impacts. And what's worth more to you, living long or making, and like I've challenged you in the past, doing all these things in a day and not making time for yourself? Burnout. It's a complete attachment. Burnout and that derailing is one of those things from it. And it's one of the things that if you started a fitness journey and somebody is not encouraging it, assess this and eliminate that from your life, because you are going to realize as you become more self-aware and improved in your fitness, some people will not want to see you grow. Some people will be there as your cheerleaders. Keep the cheerleaders. Honestly, the cheerleaders are fun. The other people, don't necessarily completely get rid of them, but they need to fix their lives as well. And fitness is a great way to really fix multiple things, mental, physical, and making time for yourself. That is number one, though, is making excuses. Now, number two is just a bad program. One of the things that I've noticed in the past is if we're doing things without science background on it, and you have no things that are going to like really align, so we're just doing a willy-nilly program with no science backing on it, you're not going to make changes. You're going to be throwing spaghetti at a wall and wondering. I've always said a half-decent trainer with a great program is better than the best trainer in the world with a crappy program, because the program is where we go. The programming and how you keep people accountable is how you're going to make those changes in your lives. Many people will look at you and start assessing and thinking about you as you start making, oh, you're doing so well, but they don't see all the things you've done behind scenes, doing all the work, the nutrition, eating. That is, and it lines right into the next thing. The biggest thing I've noticed and why a nutrition plan from somebody is a great idea is it keeps you accountable, because eating can really make the changes. It's the science to your body. It's the fuel. It's having a high... You don't see NASCAR's F1 vehicle, Indies, putting in crappy fuel. So why should you? If you're going to make your body into a great energy and great vehicle for catalysting change, and that is what it is, and fueling your brain, you need to be able to eat proper. Not saying treats are bad, but treats here and there will make you stay mentally okay, so we're not eating no treats ever. But one day a week, that would be my challenge, where you track it for 5 to 6 days, just depending on where you're starting. If you're fresh to it, maybe 5 and 2, but 6 and 1 is a great way to look at it. Those are some of the things so far I've touched on that I've seen derailing in the past. The other thing is having somebody, there is that growth. So whether you're the trainer or whether you're the person, you need people that are encouraging. But when you screw up, not being super hard, but also not giving a pass, because giving a pass to some things just doesn't work. And one of those things that I've noticed in the past was sometimes trainers collect checks and sometimes we just want to be tell people we have it, rather than that's like, I don't know, it's just one of those things that if they don't keep you aligned and you don't keep yourself aligned and you're more in it to say you have a trainer, you won't get the results. It's unfortunate. And if you don't figure that out, it's going to be a sad road when you've been there a year, 2 years, 3 years in the industry fitness-wise, if you're the trainer or if you're the client and you don't see results because you're not having that level. It's like anything where you're optimal. There's that range where you can't be too hard on your clients. You can't be too easy on them. Same thing with ourselves in it. We got to be real. If we want results, we got to commit. That'll make a huge difference. That'll change your life. And I think that if you're going forward, you will really start figuring that out. If you sit back and start looking at yourself through your own lenses and how we've screwed up in the past, we all have. I would say another thing that I've really noticed failing is when I was unhappy. I wasn't getting to that point of fitness. I wasn't there. I was going through the motions rather than actually like pushing myself. You can see the differences, and it's quite evident when somebody's in it, loving it, compared to going through the motions. I think fitness is definitely, if I was saying one thing from when I started, we are in year 9 here, is slow changes sometimes are okay. Fast changes are sometimes okay. It depends. And we're not going to fix everything all at once. There's areas. We all struggle. We all need to love ourselves. And we all need to remember our brain controls the rest. If you are unhappy going into a place and you're not finding that this works, you might need to sit back and reassess. Maybe 3 times a week now, you've been doing this for a year or two. I need to up it. I need to change a program. I need to start focusing on different things. Maybe I need to fit this into here. Maybe I need some people, for myself, I've seen one-on-ones, people bring it, but then they're in a group, they love it. The social aspect, we're social beings, people want to be a part of something. Everybody wants to be a part of something. I think when we see the laughter and love for fitness, it changes our lives. And we find that one simple thing is, if you got people in your corner, it'll make a bigger difference. People always wonder, well, I can do it without a trainer. But I've noticed major differences when somebody commits and has that trainer. And there's many good trainers out there. The other thing that I would suggest is, when we're seeing failures and the energy levels when you enter a gym or by yourself, don't run down others when they're making success. If you're the trainer or the client, remember, you don't need to run down another trainer to make yourself feel good. That is a short thing, and there's great trainers out there. There's many of them, and you know what? There's enough people for us all to train. From the client's perspective, somebody else is winning right now. They're putting in work. You can win too. It's not like one Super Bowl champ here. We can fix this. We can all win. Realign, figure out your life. Being happy and controlling your brain can really fix these failures that we've had in our past if we failed. Looking at your nutrition is always another thing. As I've said, supplementation, things like that. Be careful on certain things. Caffeine dependency is huge in the industry because caffeine is in everything. If we want better sleep, that's another thing. It can really affect it. Your mental, your physical health is what your sleep is. If you're not sleeping enough, this can address it. When are you looking at screens? When are you last eating? Addressing these things can change your life for sure. Smartening yourself up is one of the things that you're going to challenge yourself every single day, because you want people that can push you up. And I find in this industry, it's weird sometimes when you're in somebody's corner as a client, as a trainer, and you will realize sometimes people don't respond how you wanted to, but at the end of the day, you're there for them. And sometimes people bring in crap from outside world. Your job as a trainer is to control the environment. All we can control is the gym we're in, especially if you don't have a public. I would challenge anybody, if you've been in a public gym, I trained at a public gym for years compared to a private, there is massive differences. Pay the difference, go private. Public, you can't control people, but you can control a private environment much better. You can eliminate negatives, and you can really control that energy. The energy in a private compared to a public is just next level. I've had it before where when you're in a public gym, you just can't control it. And if that's one of the things you're struggling with, maybe the gym environment you're in, that will not help you move up and get rid of these negatives. What's holding you back? That's the questions for today. These are the things why we're not getting to where we are. These are things I've seen in the past and reasons. You got to make sure that you're taking care of all aspects if we want to see results, because you are your own. You're only as good as your brain and your physical body, and you got to pair those two and realize that's where they work together. Taking breaks, enjoying times away from the gym as well, is a good thing to always assess and have your treat days. I do it Sundays. you can pick whatever day you want, but making sure that you're okay with that, not being super strict and wrecking yourself. Ladies, really important to not be hard on their weight. That's when you have all of the things that ladies go through, from the science perspectives and the biology, is if you are a male trainer or a male and you're married, girlfriend, or you're dealing with clients as a male trainer, I would challenge every single person to learn something about it, because you will understand women way better. Energies, weights, measuring them all the time, measuring them, figuring out weight. Sometimes weight goes up. There's reasons for that. We all know. We're not going to all get into it, but periods, all of those things can change complete women's chemistry and those things. Women are very hard on themselves. Nowadays, we think we are way ahead of where we were before, but really it's getting harder as women are so, same thing as men, addicted to social media. We are judging and we're putting ourselves up against things that aren't real and that people only post their best stuff. So social media is another thing to be very wary of when we're on our fitness journeys, because people don't post failures. People rarely post when they're failing, and I don't, or somebody else is posting it. And we need to focus on life as a whole. Peaks, valleys, figuring these things out. Reassessing, fixing our brains, understanding that fitness is a lifestyle and it's for the rest of your life, not just for today. You will understand, you will get better results if you attack that as your idea. Smart principles for you to just address today in this last 3 minutes that we're going to talk is believe in you, always believe in you, and think of things that fit. What areas, like I talked about before, what areas you want to work on? How you can control an energy environment, how you can bring it in. What's your get up song? What is that song that you need that just makes you feel unreal and amazing about yourself? What are the things we need to do before we go in and work out? How do we prep ourselves? How do we eliminate negatives and don't let it float into our brain while we're lifting? How do we, what areas do you like? Maybe you're a cardio person. Add more, add areas you like. Also challenge yourself to try some new things. And if you're doing certain exercises too much, like glute building, maybe address your hamstrings, as hamstrings are the most underused thing in the fitness world. Why we see pulled hamstrings from the science perspective compared to pulled other exercises, muscles and exercises dealing with that is due to overdevelopment in certain areas. Shoulders for women, I've seen huge issues with in the past. Males, it's hips. Deal with those. Hamstrings on men are tight. Women's backs, they do not do enough of. They do more work in front of them, so it's more push exercise. Those are all things that you can sit down and think about and see if your body is overcompensating in some areas. Following fitness people are amazing, but make sure that it's about that, about you and encouraging you and making sure that we're not changing our entire program because somebody else is. We all are on different programs. We're all on different things in the world. Making sure that we are taking care of ourselves so we're useful in our families, in our social lives, and remembering not everybody's fitness journey is the same. And when you see somebody overweight in a gym, encourage them and give them some nice words. That would be my suggestion and give out to you today, because as I've always said, if the worst thing you can say about somebody is they're heavy, well, they're the heck of a person then, and weight comes off. So it's one of those things. Weight comes off, and it's not just eating. Sometimes it's your stress levels affecting all of your energy and all of your chemistry in your body. So look at that, believe, remember how you needed a pick me up if you're into this journey deep, and remember if you're into this new one, there's always people there, and you can always reach out to myself at Fit Code Conditioning. You can follow me on Instagram under that, or Mega Code. Those are two handles that I always try to help out and reach. We are always trying to make an impact in this world. And I think that one takeaway from today is write down the five things that you love about yourself and why this fitness journey is going to change your life. Five things you love about yourself, five things about how this fitness journey for you is going to change your life. And then look back at these time to time and realize how great you are, and realizing that your brain and your entire body is your car, for instance, your NASCAR, your F1, Indy, whatever you want to believe in, and it's your catalyst for change, and we need to fuel it properly, and we need to make sure that these things are going to encourage and change our lives rather than being hard on ourselves, and then you realize your mental health is low and you're eating bad food. So in saying that, write down your favorite five things about yourself, favorite five things that fitness is going to do for you, and you guys have a great day, and we will chat again soon.